Today we have a guest joining us by phone. Fred Larson is with us this morning. Fred is the host of the Malvern Country Music Gathering coming up this weekend down at the Liberty Memorial Building in Malvern. Fred, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. You've got a lot of fun planned this weekend, don't you?
Yes, we do. Every year at this time, the first Friday and Saturday of November, we always, yours truly has the pleasure of hosting a festival there. For this will be my seventh year. Festival's been going on for about since 1999 when Earl and Ruth Smith started it, way back when. I got the help for 3 years before I started to do this, so this will be like my seventh in full command with some dear volunteers that have helping me,
Absolutely. Friday and Saturday event. Sounds like you've got an awful lot stuffed into those 2 days.
Yes, we do. As you see the flyer out there, November 3rd and 4th, it's pretty well a lot of information there. Friday, we open the doors at 5 o'clock, potluck at 5:30, and we do it's called an open stage jam show, 7 to 11. We basically, everybody gets a two-song format type of thing on the main stage that wants to play, no matter what your talent level. We just keep rotating. The music never stops. Let's say we have several bands that come in. I give them bands 3 songs apiece, or it just depends on how things are going with the traffic. Maybe get a few more, but most of the time we just go with the 2-song format, 3 for the bands, and that way everybody gets a turn to play during the whole festival. We do it that way on the main stage, and then we do jam sessions, and we have 3 separate rooms for that, where we have what you do in the jam room is your business, acoustic or electric. We allow every instrument. And same thing, we'll tell you on Saturday, the doors open at 10, and we play till it shows 11. But we always tell everybody, plan on staying late. We don't kick anybody out when 11 o'clock rolls around. We just try to keep the music alive as much as we can while we're there.
Yeah, it's tough to answer the question when somebody says, well, who's playing? I guess it just depends on who comes out. Everybody's playing.
Yes, sir, that's correct. A lot of folks from the Midwest, yours truly, gets the pleasure of joining a bunch of folks. I play harmonica. We'll have folks on stage that will back other players or singers if they choose to, or unless they bring their own backup. An event that we get it thinned out where people are running around doing different things, we always try to ad lib and compliment and grab somebody that needs backing. Most generally, even if you're just you sing, that's your instrument. Bring your voice. There'll be somebody there. We'll be able to fill your needs on that part of it. And sometimes it's just kind of fun when you wing it and get together like this.
Yeah, you bet. Well, it looks like you've got just a variety there as far as types of music. It's pretty much whatever anybody wants to do.
Yes, sir, that's true. We advertise it's a Malvern Country Music Gathering, as I call it. Named it that way back in 2011 was my first year. Like I say, we advertise all kinds of music, old-time, traditional, country, bluegrass, hillbilly, mountain music, Civil War music, and Irish and other. I believe in everybody should be able to have a chance to play some pop music too, jazz, whatever you'd like to play. I believe everybody should have a chance to play what kind of music they'd like. As long as it has a melody, that's the best. And if you remember that melody when you leave the building and you see people out there dancing, you know that you're doing okay.
Yeah, you betcha. Well, you mentioned Earl and Ruth Smith started this, and you're continuing this tradition. What was the whole point with them starting this in the first place? Just a love of music?
The love of music, and they both play also, and Ruthie plays the fiddle. Earl plays all kinds of different things. He's been playing over the years besides his dobro. He's even playing the clarinet these days. It's kind of neat, and different things that he's played. Basically, they wanted to have a festival around Veterans Day, but they didn't want to have it on Veterans Day because there's so many activities going on. In the past, Earl and Ruth Smith has always provided a place to play for lots of folks in the area. They started out, they live in Pacific Junction, Iowa. They started with a jam session in Pacific Junction, Iowa, or PJ as they call it. They eventually moved it to Malvern, Iowa, with a lady that got them a deal playing in this Liberty Memorial Building where this activity is held. It's a neat old building built after the First World War, and it's called the Liberty Memorial Building. So they had a better venue where they could go and play with their weekly jam session, and they wanted to have an annual event, which they did. And they hosted it right here, basically just keeping the music going, like you said. They wanted to have a Veterans Day tribute, but not on Veterans Day, so they always do a tribute to that. We take time out on Saturday night for that. I have it scheduled from 6 to 6:30. Sometimes we run over a little bit, It all started back way back when with a fellow named Jack Woodall, who was a banjo player from Farragut, Iowa, who used to play the military songs, all the military songs, including the Coast Guard. I believe we do everything but the Merchant Marines, but we need to work on that one. But Jack used to play and sing, and I asked him if I could join him one year, and he said, sure, so I joined him with my harmonica. Since then, it's evolved into the whole show that it has evolved into with all kinds of things where we have the sons of the veterans of the Civil War. Sons of the Union Veterans of the Civil War is their organization. A fellow named Mike Carr is the commander out of Carson, I believe it is. And they come in and present the colors to start it off. They dress old-timey, bring their ladies all dressed up fancy, and we do tributes with films and slides and so forth, and sometimes movies. Just depends. My good friend Lori Erickson from North Platte, Nebraska, organized this whole thing. Unfortunately, this year she's pretty much under the weather. We're all praying for her to get better. We're probably going to do the show without her as far as everything goes. She's been a great volunteer to help me and a dear friend for years, but we're going to keep it going and try to represent her well. She's always went out of her way with all the decorating, and we're going to try to make it as sweet as we can, even though she won't be here to supervise us with that. Try to do most of the same thing we have over the years. If you have a chance, people that like to go on the Internet, I have a buddy from Aurora. A lot of this, that's what the music's about. It's not all just the music, but it's the friendships that are formed. People come and join to help you. Everybody comes here to play for free. They pay $3 to get in Friday, $4 to get in Saturday. I pay for my volunteers, or some people are a little short. We don't worry about it. We just keep score on that. And people come in and sign my guest book, like yourself. You're welcome with your family to come in. I just keep a head count. And then, like I say, all the money goes back to the building fund every year. But the friend from, I started to get a little windy with my story, a friend named Larry Molchek from Aurora, Nebraska, a fellow that I met in a jam session out west or two from that area. He started doing some filming and things, started a thing on Facebook. He asked me, I said, sure. He's even got a T-shirt thing going this year, so that'll be kind of fun. And whatever money that's left from what we don't have to pay for the shirts, that all goes back to the fund also. Basically, Larry started a Facebook page, if anybody wants to go on to Computer Friends on Facebook. There's some things you can look at from the Malvern Country Music Gathering 2016, 2017. And I know last year's Veterans Day tribute was on the YouTube. I think you got everything, but when we started playing the Civil War songs, we always, at the end, we play a lot of old fiddle tunes with my friends and tribute to the soldiers and the veterans that we've lost all through all the wars. And we even do a tribute for the Southern gents that we lost also. Play a couple of songs in their honor, and that's kind of what it's about. It's a kind of like a big musical family reunion.
You betcha. Well, one thing that goes really good with music is food, and I see you got that covered too.
Yes, sir, we do. We got the greatest potluck around. Everybody's bringing all their fixings, and if you come from a long ways away, by the way, don't even worry about that. We have plenty of food for everybody. Also on Saturday, we have Tom and Tiff's family restaurant out of Glenwood, Iowa. They helped us out big time last year when our other vendor from the Classic Cafe had some things come up with the family and so forth, and they had a death in their family and so forth. It was sad. But at any rate, Tom and Tiz did a wonderful job last year, and we're going to have them back to support us this year with another fine menu. And they'll be there all day long. Basically, the little town of Malvern has all kinds of amenities also. Everything from the Classic Cafe, first-class steakhouse. There's a CJ's Cafe that's kind of like a homemade good stuff with the greatest ice cream around. Just a good old family eating down there at the Mulhall's grocery store. First-class meat counter. If you come to camp, we have camping available at the fairgrounds and also at the Beaner Pond. We have something for everybody, and there's a great artist in town, Zach Jones, who has just painted a new mural, I understand it, and I'm tickled to look at it. When I get there, I'll be really excited to see on the side of one of the buildings. He's done some great artwork, and he has a studio there in town. He's done some great artwork in the Liberty Memorial Building that you'll be able to see. One's on the wall, and there's a couple other pictures in there, but we try to do anything that we can to support him. And like I say, it's just a bunch of friendly folks like yourself. In your area, Atlantic, Iowa, I'll mention Jeremy Faga. Atlantic's own Jeremy Faga should be there. Him and his mom and dad, Connie and Connie Ray, come down. Jeremy's a natural, great fellow, fun fellow to play with. He has a part in the Veterans Tribute where he does a song. Last year, I think there was, yeah, it was, a lady from Elaine Behrens from Lincoln asked me if she could do that. And I said, well, Jeremy already does that, so it was kind of cool how they worked out a duet and did it together. And like I say, it's a lot of good fun, and I'll kind of be still a minute and see if you had anything else there. Jim, I've been talking for quite a spell.
That's all right. You know all the details. In fact, Fred, why don't you give them those details one more time about time and place.
Okay, time and place, November 3rd and 4th. And just keep it in mind, we've always locked them with the city council that we have at the first Friday and Saturday of November every year, and first full Friday and Saturday. And this year it's November 3rd and 4th. Friday night, the doors open at 5, potluck at 5:30. Stay open till 11, but like I said, we play late, and just depends on the year. Some days we play till 12 or 1:30 in the morning. Saturday, the doors open at 10, and then we have the show all day till the Veterans Tribute at 6 to 6:30, and then we play till 11 o'clock open stage jam show again or later. I don't even remember what the record is, but I think we played till after 2:30 one year there. And we'll kind of have a little party afterwards sometimes, everybody that wants to stick around and have food and drink and so forth. And there's no alcohol allowed, no drugs. And also I had my good friend Lori that I mentioned earlier put on the flyer when she designed the original one for me. She did it in hand calligraphy writing. This is a little modified, this new one, but no alcohol, drugs, or egos allowed. No egos, that's right.
Everybody to have fun.
She always put on the bottom, this girl's quite a lady, she has some neat wisdom. She says, life without music would be flat. So I like that.
Very good. $3 donation gets you in Friday night, $4 on Saturday. Bring the kids as well. It's a family event.
Yes, that's exactly right. Now, if we don't keep this music going, and the younger, the better. And like I said, no matter what your talent level, because the ego part is, remember, everybody had to start somewhere. No matter how great you become, professional, amateur, otherwise, everybody had to start somewhere. And this year I have a friend that said that he was going to come down that I'd met in a bluegrass festival in North Platte. Like I said, it's all about relationships. A fellow named, I'll tell you here in a second, Mark Nickel and his wife's coming down from Longmont, Colorado. We've had folks come from as far as last year or two. We've had Betty Rydell, Ed Rydell from Minnesota. Betty's not going to be able to make it this year because of shoulder surgery. The folks from the RFD station last year, Melanie Lim and Don Joy and Melanie Lim came down, added a whole bunch. They were really had a lot of fun. They fit right in just like Betty and Ed with the format that we do. And like I say, there's another young man named Josh Daniels now. He got some kind of a CD of the Year award to the NTCMA up north of Lamar. He's a fine young singer from around Grand City, Missouri. Another young lady named Bailey that's actually the granddaughter of Jim Wymore. And Kathy, I believe it is, that's from around Villisca. She's a great young talent. And just all kinds of folks from different directions around the Midwest, Texas, and Storm Lake, Iowa. We're fortunate to have people support us and come down and join in. One year we had a fine fellow and his wife from South Dakota come down more than once. And so that's a long trip for them, folks. It's really special when they make it. And like I say, we just appreciate all the support. And thank you for all the help that you give us every year with the advertising, Jim. It means a lot.